for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, July the 7th, 2010. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on abundant life.
But Brother Tom is very willing and very able and very capable. And just about any time Tom preaches, it turns into a deliverance service. And the 3 o'clock service is a deliverance service. So looks like there's not a whole lot of people here, Tom, that need deliverance. How about that? I mean, well, everybody else seems to have flown the coop. So your job should be easy this afternoon.
Well, yeah. Hey, it's only hardcore people left.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah. I like to preach the kingdom message. There's a lot of things that we have arguments over, you know, is the law done away with? No, he says, I come to fulfill the law, not change it one jot or tittle. And when you mention the law, boys, flags go up. No, the law's all done away with. Well, is the law just there to point you towards sin? That's all it is. Yeah, there's a bunch of Jewish religious laws already done away with. But his word has never been done away with. And so we need to discern what is his law and what's man's law. But even he says, and if it's lived with man's law, if it be possible. In other words, if he tells you to go out there and preach against the gospel, you better say, no, I love my Jesus, and back away from it. But in the law, I've started realizing and seeing where the sin law leads to the affirmities. So I'm going to, I guess, address my message today that the abundant life. And, you know, if we come to his abundant life, then we come out from underneath the law. And this is where I want to go today with this thing. And so there's many things in the scripture today that still is there. And turn over to chapter 28 in Deuteronomy, and let's look at some things. And the first part of it is all about the blessings. It's if you do my commandments, keep my commands, keep my statutes, my precepts, and so on and so on. Blessed you be in the fields, and blessed you be in the cities. Blessed you be when you come out, and you should be fruitful in the land. And blessed shall the fruits of your wounds be there. But, now, let me ask you a question. As soon as I get to Deuteronomy, we'll talk. But and it says, in one part of the Bible, the first part of Isaiah says, come, let us reason together. Come, let us reason together. Now, first part of it right there, it says, blessed, and the blessings, you know, it talks all about the blessings. Blessings shall they become compassed. And you shouldn't be able to run fast enough to get away from the blessings of God. Now, let me ask you a question. Is the blessings escaping you? Is the blessings escaping you? And let's fast forward this thing. It's to verse 15, which shall compass thee. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto my voice, saith the Lord thy God, to observe and do all my commandments and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day, all these curses shall come upon you. Well, we know that a lot of times we go downtown and we out of a job and we look, trying to find a job. How many people you see out of work today? And they go into the cities and they want to find work, right? Have they transgressed the law somewhere? Just a question. Cursed shall be in the baskets of the stores. How many people are finding it hard to buy groceries today? Just a question. Cursed shall be when they come in, and cursed shall be when they go out. And the Lord sent the cursings and vexings and rebukes into all the states of Zion do for to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of thy wickedness and thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken. The Lord shall make thee pestilence cleave unto thee. Does anybody have any pestilence at home? A house full of fleas? Have you ever been around ticks and chiggers? You know, and the Lord told me, you don't keep your lawn short enough. You know, they like grassy places. Mice come in, you know, in high grass. I don't know, the ladies don't get the privilege of bush hogging the pasture, but you get on a bush hog and you drive it around and around in circles, you know, and all of a sudden when you get it down shorter, you start seeing mice and gerbils just running everywhere, and you find black snakes running everywhere in the tall grass. So at least in Arkansas you do. I don't know about any place else. Yeah, and Missouri and Tennessee and Texas and these pestilence are there, but you know, even God balances that, all that kind of thing. But he says that he'll even flee. Now, let me ask you a question. How many... Now, I'm not pointing my fingers. I'm asking a question. How many has ever had knee problems? And God says, I'll afflict your knees. He also says, then, if you got a knee problem, you start searching the word for knee. And then you'll find out where you didn't bow your knees. Okay, how many in here has got fear? Maybe it hasn't manifested this far, but how many has asthma? It's a greater fear. It deals with consumption. Consumption deals with the lungs. And he'll send the consumption upon the body of Christ. Because we fear. We allow a fear to enter in. And then fear, if it stays there longer, it messes with your heart. Messes with your heart. How many people have you know that has had heart problems? Just think. I'm just asking a question. Just asking a question. Making you think. Making you think. But he says, I will send these what? Pestilence, cursings, vexings. So these things are a vexing to bring us back to him. Now let's go on. He said, yeah, well, we're a New Testament church. That's true. That's very true. Let's go on right here. It says, until I have been consumed from off the land, and whither thou goest, and the Lord shall smite thee with consumption. This is the fear. And with fevers. Do we still have fevers on the earth today? Now, has these curses gone away? And with inflammation, what about staph today? What about staph? And extreme burnings. Now, has anybody ever experienced extreme burning? And I'm going to touch on extreme burnings, and you feel fire just go down your legs. You ever felt fire go down your legs and catch your feet on fire? But it starts right here in the nerves, right here. So this fire just consumes you. And I've seen people in other times that actually they just break out in a rash all over them and they just burn. So are these things still there today? I've heard and seen records a few years ago, people just walking down the street and all of a sudden just burst into flames. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but there's records of it. I mean, and completely be consumed. Spontaneous combustion. However it happens, it'd be a painful way to go. You know, not two or three years ago, a young man just got off the school bus, and the bus stop was at a church. And he was walking across the church parking lot. Boom. Lightning. This has nothing to do with man. Are they there today? They say that lightning hits the ground over 175,000 times a day. Some of it comes from the air to the ground, and some of it comes from the ground up. And they say the hottest comes from the ground and goes up. Melts you right there on the spot. Question. Is burnings there today? Hallelujah. Burnings with us and with the sword. Do we have wars? Do we have shootings? And with blastings and mildew? How many people have problem with mildew around their bathtubs? Folks, it says it right there. Mildew. Is the curse still alive today? And they shall perish until they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heavens that is over thy head shall be as brass, and the earth under thy feet shall be as iron. What it was referring to, I believe, right here, have we searched the word enough to repent? And when we don't repent, will God hear us to heal us? Do we know what we need to repent of? Question. I should say, should have made the put the title, The Questions That the Lord Wants to Ask You. But we'll go with the other one. Now, we go on. For the sight of thy eyes, which thou see, it's going to smite your eyes. Thou shalt be mad. How many people get mad? Is mad still here today?
Yeah.
Good thing it's just a quick mad, but there is stages to mad. You know, there's little anger, great anger, and then there's mad, and rage, and then there's an area that you come to that you can't come out of it. You just mad, period. And you're going to eat up, and you're going to manifest on everybody you come around. And then finally, when people get fed up with it, they call the man, and out comes this little white coat with buckles on it, and they strap you up and take you off to the funny farm. And that's not a good place to be. That's not a good place to be. But Jesus, I want to make that statement. There's no question to that. But Jesus. This fast forward over into the, from say to the year 2000, and we see Jesus come up on the scene, and we start looking, and let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. We're gonna zone in on there, but I'm gonna flip flop around a little bit. Galatians chapter 5. And probably, you know, latter part of Galatians 5. But before we go there, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Five is going to kind of be the meat of my service. Meat. And I'm going to chuck some other stuff in there in between. Okay? And I had to get something together pretty quick. So bear with me. Instead of Matthew 5, let's go to 6. I'm going to go to 6:14. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your Father, your Heavenly Father, will also forgive you. Read the next one. But he says, if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will I forgive you. Let's go to Corinthians chapter 26. I mean, chapter 6. 1 Corinthians. Well, back up half a 6 to verse 3. And go to verse 16. And it says, what does it say? Know you not, you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And it's verse 17. A lot of people don't really see and realize and what it means is there. And if a man defileth that temple, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? Question. Anybody ever read that verse? Anybody really, really got a hold of it? Because that deals with Deuteronomy chapter 28. Pardon me? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Okay, then read it again since we got there. Know ye not you are the temple of God? And I'm reading from the King James, by the way. And it says that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And if any man defileth the temple of God, him God will destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple are you? And Jesus asks the question. Paul's writing, but it's the Holy Spirit asking you, what temple are you? So, now, I'm going to take a little side tour, and we're going to look at another little subject. One day we was ministering here, and we talked a lot about spirits and different spirits that we deal with, and this person came forward and had a tremendous headache. And let's go to Proverbs 30:28. But this person had a tremendous headache. I mean, and of course, you know, we was ministering. And she came up there, and God really moved in a lot of people, and she was one of those last ones no wonder it don't look right. I'm not even in Proverbs. Come on now, Tom. I was in Psalms 30. I said, whoop, something matter here. Okay. 30:28. And she had this headache, tremendous headache. And we prayed, and she was a very outspoken lady. And she said, we've been in every prayer line all over the United States, from the West Coast, East Coast, from Louisiana to all the way up to Chicago and New York and that area. And people's prayed for her, and nothing's ever happened. So we started praying, and all of a sudden she said, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. And I said, well, and me and Diane and myself, we looked at each other and said, let's just stop and let the Holy Spirit minister for a minute. So we prayed in tongues for a moment. And all of a sudden, my sweetheart, she received the word of knowledge. And we bind this spider in the name of Jesus that went up in the palace. And this lady's eyes, actually, I don't know if it was actually or in the spirit realm, but we saw this lady's eyes jump out of her sockets and working on little deals like that and looking at us. And she went up and bent over and she said, no, 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 I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I've been here a long time. This is my kingdom. This is my kingdom. And so we said, in the name of Jesus, we bind you and command you to come out of her. And she was just shaking her head. Trying to get this thing off. That headache was, about to kill her. And so, just a short time, it left. And her headache just completely left her. But the other part of it was, she had been to doctors. She had had MRIs. She had CAT scans. And nobody could find any kind of growth in her behind her eyes or anything of that nature. So, the thing left, and she was set free. So we came to this verse. We didn't even know this verse existed until the Holy Spirit revealed it to us. And so we ministered that. And so now I want to ask you, is the curses still here today? Let's go to Job 18:14. I'm telling you, the spirit realm is so big and so vast, folks, that we are just now coming back to where God wants us to be. 8:14. And it says, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. You see that? Their hope is cut off. That lady's hope was completely cut off. She was going around. She was seeking the medical profession. She was looking. She was searching. What is happening to me? Why is my head hurting? And her hope was cut off. But there was a web wove over her mind. Over her mind. And there's stakes holding. They're just like, you know, a lot of people get different pressure points on their head when they get a headache. Well, these stakes was like that on her head. And we pulled out those stakes and pulled off that web, and poof, the headache went. And it was not us doing it. It was just the Lord showing us to do this. And it was not us. It was God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Word of knowledge performed its work. Okay, I told you what now? Proverbs 8:14. Job, you guys are going to have to keep me straight. Like I said, I only had about 30 minutes to bring this message together. So, 8:14, and it says, and the hope is cut off. Now let's go to Isaiah 59. And it paints a picture here of what's going on. Isaiah 59, and it says 5. It talks about one of these things in Isaiah 11, and we'll read that here in a minute. It says in verse 5, they hatch cockatrice eggs, and they weave the spider's webs, and they eat their eggs, and they die. And they die. That which is crushed breaketh out of what? Breaketh out vipers. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11. Into a viper. A snake. Snake deals with witchcraft. Okay? So we're doing some groundwork right here. Isaiah chapter 11. I was teaching the men on the first part of it today, and we're going to go to the second part of it. But God wants us to be understanding some situations. And let's go to about verse 6 on down. No, let's go to 5. It says, and the righteous shall be girded of his loins, and the faithful is girded of his reins. God wants us to bind ourselves with the Word, consume the Word, that it can manifest around our bodies. We won't have these pains and agonies within us. Okay? Let's go there. And it says, this is Isaiah 11, verse 5. And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And we know that this is what it's talking about when God moves in and takes over the lamb right here. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf with the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little ones shall lead them. Verse 7, and the cow and the bear shall feed, and the young ones shall lie down together, and the lions eat straw like an ox. And the sucklings shall play on the holes of the asp. Another asp is snakes. In other words, this is where God takes over. It also relates to Mark chapter 16, where you take up serpents and they shall not hurt you. And really, this is what this is replying to. It talks about the asp on the holes of the asp. And I'm going to show you where the holes of the asp is. Right here. Look up here. This thing right here. Because this is the viperous words that spewed out. This is the thing of life and death. And the weanlings shall put their hands on the cockatrice den. And this is also the cockatrice den right here. And a cockatrice person, a person that's got this spirit, they get a hold of somebody and they just consume them. They consume them. Yeah, well, you know what so-and-so does. You know what so-and-so does. You know, that guy don't know how to preach the word. He don't realize. You know, yes, we live in a day of grace, but when we come to the knowledge, we better say uncle, and better I done it. I'm guilty. Take the ownership, and then you're at the perfect place for a miracle to happen within you. We don't know how to get to Jesus' feet to where we can be healed. In other words, confession is good for the soul. Have you ever heard that statement? I never realized I had a problem until I realized I was a drunk. But as long as I was drinking, everything is okay, you know. I wasn't no problem. But when I come to the realization I was a drunk, then God could step in and change me. And He spoke to me that morning. Tom, turn around. For those ones that are still asleep. And I turned around, and there was no man there. And I didn't have to ask whose voice that was. Not after I turned around, I didn't see nobody. And then he spoke, he came right down on my right shoulder and he said, Tom, remember when you were raised up in the Baptist church and you went to the Singspirations and you went to the snow trips and you went to the ski parties on Saturday afternoons, water skiing, and you went to church camp and you was leading people to the Lord and all that. And here I was from 19 to 27, I drank the bottom out of a bottle and he started telling me about all that. And then Satan said, Alan, but you had fun last night. Because my head was this big around. I wasn't just normal drunk. I'd start out with beer, I'd go to wine, and I'd go to whiskey all the same night. So I made a lot of trips by Europe in the commode, you know. And I knew it when it was taken over because the first thing would go numb on me was my ears. You know, I couldn't feel my ears no more, and then it'd be my cheeks, and then, I was just looking for anything to hold me up. But I was set up because of a generational alcoholic spirit. And this is the way that worked. Back when I was growing up, a lot of my folks didn't have a whole lot of money, so when I got a fever, they would make me what? A hot toddy. Load it down with rum. Get me drunker than a dog and throw me in the bed and my fever would break. But that opened the door for all the generational alcoholism to come down and only took one drink and I was gone when I became 19. Didn't like the taste, but there was something that got a hold of me. It tasted, and then when you got a few in you, after the first six pack, you know, you was numb anyway. You couldn't taste anything anyhow. And more and more and more and more. But I thank God for that morning. It was a Sunday morning when he said, Tom, turn around. I started on my quest turning back to Christ in big time. But I started on my own. So I struggled once or twice after that with the liquor. But then when I really come into troubles and I realized I had a problem, I came to Lake Hamilton on a Thursday. And Brother Glenn was back there and Sister Coffee. And I said, hey, I need prayer and I need it now. I was in a conundrum. You know what a conundrum means? An impasse. That means I was to a stopping point. That means I could not go no further. I was in a fix. I needed help. Shoot in amongst us. Somebody's got to have relief. She discerned I had an alcoholic spirit. 20 years after the fact, right back there, right in front of the cash register, I burped and puked and tasted the last thing I drank. 20 years later. Is the curses still there? Is the curses still there? So we go on. So these things right here, and we ministered about cockatrice spirits lots of times, you know, and people start grabbing their throat and tearing and puking and all kinds of things, you know. But I'm telling you what, folks, it can manifest on you. And there are different levels of snakes. You've got your constrictors, and you've got your pythons, you've got your cobras, you've got all kinds of snakes. In the spirit realm, if you ever see a clear snake that's spotted with two heads, you're dealing with a homosexual spirit. There's rattlesnakes, and there's levels. And it's wild. You look up and see a preacher standing up here with a rattlesnake around your throat. And if you see something like that on me, you better get it off. Because that's happened. And hey, children of God, arise and come out of it. Come out from these curses. That you could be the men and women of God. And guess what? If those curses are there today, did they come across the Jordan River? And if we confess Jesus Christ, I confessed Him when I was 11 years old, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in evidence of speaking in tongues, in Baptist church, and I wound up an alcoholic from 19 to 27, what's going on? Once saved, always saved? I was lost and undone. But God But God pulled me out of the alcoholic curse. And God's wanting to do that for a lot of us. Because we see people get set free of all kinds of things. And really, it's not fun to the person's going through it. But once you've gone through it and realize that you were there and could look back at yourself, it becomes funny because you are free, and who God sets free, indeed, the joy of the Lord comes upon you. You know? And I like to see people get free. I'm not here interested in you manifesting any demon or anything of that nature. I'm interested in the after effect. I'm interested in you being in the right place with Jesus Christ. I'm interested in you going forth. And not for a quick fix. I'm talking about getting a hold of it and going with it. Because a lot of people do get quick fixes. And what I'm saying about the quick fix, they get delivered and they go right back into it. Go out. Here's an example. They get delivered and they go outside and they find a flat tire. Wham! You stupid car! You know? What'd they let come back in? Anger. See, we don't become the door closers in Revelation. God says, I want to come in and abide in you, and then when you become the door closer, you become the manifested Son of God right there. No, I will not receive you, you lustful spirit. I will not receive you, lying spirit. I will not receive you, alcoholic spirit. I will not receive you, spirit of rejection. See what I'm saying? I will not receive you, spirit of confusion. And we become the door closers in Revelations. And this is a way that we're going to keep our deliverance. If we don't become the door closer, how many people have been around deliverance for a long time? A lot of people see them come and they get prayed for and prayed for and prayed for. A lot of times about the same thing. We need to grab a hold of the blood of Jesus Christ. He died once. Do we have to have Him crucified? How many times do we have to have Him crucified? No, I will not receive you, spirit of bitterness. No, I won't receive the spirit of cancer that comes from bitterness. No, I will not receive that spirit of murder that comes from hatred. Hatred is the spirit of murder. And when you have that, the other person don't die. It's the one that has the spirit of hatred. The one that has the offense. Woe unto them, the one the offense comes to. And we always think the other person's offended. And never, we got the mirror turned around backwards. You need to get the shiny spot turned around and look at ourselves. And also the word says blood is required for blood. I'm going to leave it right there. Because when we kill somebody, what happens? You will pay all. Will you go to jail? Will you be able to pay your bill? Will you be able to drive your car? Will you be able to take care of your child? Will you be able to pay the payments on your house? Will you continue a relationship with your spouse? You will pay all. Let's go to Matthew 18 right quick. Did the curses come across Jordan? Did the curses come across Jordan? Did they come across the line of salvation? Or did we let them? They don't come across salvation. Really, salvation should be the ultimate healing. It should be the ultimate deliverance. It should be the ultimate relationship with Jesus Christ, that we have that loving spirit, that we have that spirit of forgiveness walking in us, manifesting itself. But we choose to what? Manifest unforgiveness. We choose to manifest anger. We choose to manifest our desires, our selfish desires, our selfish want. I want that popsicle and I want it now. Or sometimes it's something else. When you get hooked on smokes, you will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and drive to the 7-Eleven store and buy a pack of cigarettes. A pack of snuff. If you're hooked on alcohol, you'll go to the drive-through liquor store and make sure you have something to make it through the night. Okay, verse 34. And his Lord was wroth. Now let's go back up and let me confront this scene right here. Here a man owes $2 million. Just use that figure. And today, because the gold that they're talking about on the gold market, you do the math. It's quite a bit of money. And he goes before the Lord and he pleads for mercy. He says, "Have mercy, O Lord. I will pay all." And the Lord has mercy upon him because he delivered a good speech and a good talk. And he says, you're forgiven. But then, as soon as he gets out of court, what does he do? He goes and grabs his brother that owes him $25 around the neck. Said, "You sorry sucker, you." Grabs him by the throat. "You're going to pay me that $25. He goes down to the ghetto and hires a hitman to go get his $25. But read the rest of the story. And then the Lord that forgave him gets wind of it. And because you have not forgiven them. Now we're talking about once saved, always saved salvation. And you fall off in this area. And he says, "I will turn you over to what?" And the Lord was wroth, and he delivered it unto the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. And so likewise shall the heavenly Father do also unto who? Did the curses come across Jordan? For your heart forgiveth not every one of your brother's trespasses. And Jesus wants you to come to a place of what? Remitting other people's sins. Have you ever seen that? He says the sins you have the ability to remit. He says the ones you remit are remitted, but the ones that's retained is retained. So here we come to salvation, and we come into this anger. Somebody offends you. Somebody tries to sue you. They come up and slap you with a lawsuit, and all of a sudden they're transferred to spirits. What happens if somebody come up your driveway and gives you a bench warrant and you're supposed to appear in court for a lawsuit, and they're suing you for $10,000? What would you do? "Well, you sorry, blank, 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 you know. I dare them." What are you going to do? Are you going to forgive them? Are you going to do what you're supposed to do? Do all you can do and then ask what can solve this problem. But if they refuse this, I've seen the hand of the Lord really stretch out one time on my behalf. This actually happened to me. The day before we went to court, the lady died. The husband continued the lawsuit. And they extended the court. The day, 2 weeks before the court came in, he wound up in St. Vincent's with a five clogged arteries bypass surgery. He gets out of the hospital and he decides to drop me out of the lawsuit. But every time I went by that house, I said, "Bless him and bless his children." You know where his children are right now? They got a church in Bologna, Arkansas. And they wasn't serving the Lord back then. I wasn't joking. Bless them. And you know, they came to my house one day, and then we went to their house, and we was having deliverance sessions. She sat across, and I started deliverance, and the spirit spoke out of her. She looked right at me and says, "I hate you, Tom Stone." I said, "Good. Come out of her in the name of Jesus." I didn't take no offense, but I took the authority. Did the curses come across Jordan? Question. And here it says, "And when you do not forgive them, I will not forgive you before the Father." And he says, "Because you didn't forgive them, I will turn you over to the tormentors and you will pay all." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I would rather receive, you know, things like 42:9 in Isaiah. It says, let me go there. We wound up in a car wreck one time. A diesel truck was pushing us down the road about 70 miles an hour. And the motor was right there at my left shoulder. And Diane and myself was sitting there like we were just still driving down the road. And with the tires just being burnt off our little Honda and going sideways in the middle lane of four-lane traffic. And then all of a sudden we said, Jesus, and I heard the motor start shutting. And that thing, this felt like it was going on for a while. And I know that they pushed us from here to the highway before his motor ever shut down. And I said, Jesus, and I heard the throttle back off that diesel after we had our nice little calm conversation. And it turned us loose, and we done a 360 back through the fast lane of traffic, and we was moving with the speed of the traffic, so no other car hit us, and we wound up going across the median at a 45-degree angle, and I looked up, and I said, this is going to hurt. Jesus! And the man said, Jesus, that car came to a sudden stop on that grass, going about 60 miles an hour. And you don't stop a vehicle going down on grass. It's just like it speeds up. It gets like it's on snot, you know. And this lady comes up, gets to my door, and says, man, you sure did some good driving. And I looked at her, and I was sitting there like this. Lady, you don't even know. You don't even know. You haven't got a clue. I wasn't driving this vehicle. And the person that was driving the White Star diesel truck came up there. He tried to change lanes on me. I was in the outside lane, ready to get off the highway. Why would I want to change lanes? So he left. We didn't say nothing to him. He didn't get a ticket. We didn't get no ticket. Here we go again. And anyway, we wound up with a brand new car. So I went down to the revenue office, and so my wife, I said, that car right there, it was the only license plate that both of us ever memorized the license plate number. Do you know your license plate number? See, I was in the same boat you do. You know, I didn't know it. But I memorized that one. And I said, well, do you want to transfer that over to this other car? And she said, no, it had a Spirit of Wreck on it. Okay, I agree with that. I didn't want to transfer that curse of wreck over to that car. So I went down, and I went down to the DMV, and there was a stack of license plates there that high on this lady's desk, and she just reached in about the center and pulled out one, and it had Isaiah 42:9 on it. And it says, behold, the former things has come to pass. Now the new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Yes. Divine message. Now I'm not saying you go out and read your license plate, but what the things that was transpiring in that, we ought to be legally graveyard dead, already stinking, pushing up flowers right now. Because that diesel truck had us just like this pair of glasses. It was glued to that front of that truck pushing us down the road 70 miles an hour. If those outer rims would have hung, we'd have rolled like a hot dog in front of them, and that thing would have run right over us. Somebody was looking out for us. Just like our brother said, he looked in his rearview mirror, and here come a car that was going by. He was doing 65 and he was doing about 80 miles an hour. And just before he clipped the back of his truck, something hit that front wheel and wham, and he diverted that car from hitting his ride on the way up here. You know? There's things that happens that way. God, if God's got your walk and your path orchestrated, He's going to send the holy angels there for you to get to where you need to go. There's been many times that we've almost run out of gas, and we prayed over that gas tank. And at one time, my truck's got a 24-gallon tank. And I prayed one time. I pulled up to the gas station, and I filled it up. You know how many gallons went in that tank? 26 gallons. Cost me $95. But it's supposed to be a 24-gallon tank. You know? Strange things can happen. And I'm not saying it's all bad. But through the obedience, through hearing the Word, doing the Word, and a lot of things was hard at first, but it becomes easy. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. But if we don't know how to lay our burdens down, they become heavy. And when it becomes heavy, it becomes fibromyalgia. It starts pulling on your shoulders and the back of your neck. And you're carrying loads that you're not supposed to be carrying. And then anger comes in and, oh, my head is killing me. Oh, Lord, give me an aspirin. Lord, give me a Tylenol. Give me a wet wash rag and get in a dark room. And we don't even know how to lay our burdens down. People that's got rotator cuff problems. Lord showed us this one. This little lady, her mother was fixing to die. And she had a very big, busy schedule, but yet, because of the fact that with her mother, she went over there reluctantly. Now listen, reluctantly and refusing with a terrible attitude, and was carrying her groceries in, and her rotator cuff got diseased and was going to have a rotator cuff surgery. And my wife prayed for her. She was a school teacher. Good place to ministry. And broke the curse of refusing to help the elderly. Her arm was healed just like that. Went to the doctor, got it x-rayed, and he said, he looked at it, and he looked at both x-rays, and he said, something is strange. Because he didn't see the spurs, he didn't see the calcium deposits. He says, what did you do? And she was a Catholic lady, and she wouldn't say. But she was healed. Did the curses come across Jordan? I believe in Jesus. There I was hanging onto the telephone pole. The curses came across and they lit on this old boy. Because I opened the door. I allowed anger to move in. I allowed bitterness to move in. I allowed hatred to move in. I let anxiety move in. I let a yard load of garbage to move in. But thank God for the bucket. Thank God for the bucket. Because the word of knowledge came. And it all started in a tent over in Houston, Arkansas. Went in there and my face was glowing as red as Terry's shirt back there. I mean, my face was that red. I was madder than... You ever heard of matter the Jap? And if anybody's looking at me that is oriented, please forgive me. But, you know, you've got these sayings. And I was hot. I was hot under the collar. And he come across the word of knowledge and he spoke to me. And he started to lay hands on me. And he didn't. And just let me use you as an example. And he got this far. And I hit the sawdust. Puking all over myself. Running, laying in the sawdust. It's funny now. It wasn't then because I was mad. I was mad. And then my wife said, did you get it all? He says, no. I said, why didn't you get it all? Turn over Proverbs 19:19. Somebody read that. It says, a person of great wrath will be put in prison, and you will have to deliver him, and then do it again. Guess what, folks? I was in the bucket again. I was in the bucket again. But I determined in my heart. Now, this is where we need to come to. We needed to determine in our hearts to seek God and Him first. Who's got an NIV? Read that verse. Okay. Who's got the King James Version? Carla? Now, recall in your own lives. He says, discern the Lord's body. All right. This is the Lord's body. Do you have any other body? No. You got this body. Discern the Lord's body. Every time that you've ever really got really mad or angry, did you not get sick the next day? Or felt like you was just washed out? Or a cold or a fever or sinus problems or something came upon you? Did the curse come across Jordan? Did the curse come across Jordan? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Galatians, that Galatians, way over there where the first scripture I gave you. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read first this right here, the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruits of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no curse. What does your Bible say? Law. The curses are, let's go back up a little bit. For all the laws are fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy, what? Neighbor as thyself. But if you're walking around with a spirit of offense, and you're all frustrated, are you loving yourself? Did the curse come across Jordan? Did it come across Jordan? Now, if you can't love yourself, can you love your brother? That means inward condemnation and outward condemnation is blocking you. You come into a conundrum before you can even shake a stick when you let that spirit of offense come. And he says, woe unto them that offense cometh. And yet, even somebody says that Jesus' word was stumbling block. But once you get over that stumbling block, you come into freedom. In other words, Jesus is trying to tell us to get over it. Forgive. Come back across Jordan. Come back into that, what? Into the fruits of the Spirit. Come back into Jordan. Come back into the land of the milk and honey. Can you catch flies with vinegar or syrup? Is syrup sweet? Do you want your spouse to slap you every morning or to hug you? Question. Although sometimes we butcher each other with our tongues. I mean, we tear one another up. A man gets mad and he's mad just one way. A woman gets mad and she brings up all her hurts from time one. And here we go. World War I, World War II, World War III, World War IV, World War V. How many World Wars are we going to have? Did the curse come across Jordan? And he says, right over here, let's go after that. The law of the Spirit, we should love our brothers as thyself. But if ye, what, bite and devour one another, take heed. Take heed that ye become consumed one another. Backbiting. This thing right here, there's a couple things that's added to it. If you eat raw meat and you eat the blood thereof, then you can wind up with lupus. And because you add that spirit of backbiting and eating one another up, you become, in the spirit realm, a werewolf. And I've seen people manifest, I mean, from wolf's heads right here. And all of a sudden, they die with this lupus. That's how that thing manifested and stayed and matured and developed. And the yeast rose. You know, you put a piece of dough out on the counter after you kneaded it and put the yeast in it, and you set it there, or you set it in the ice box. And you know, when you're breaking bread, and all of a sudden that thing just rises, and it grows. Hopefully nobody's got lupus in here, but how many people know people've got lupus? Huh? They need to be here next camp. They need to be here next camp. Because I don't want to see them die. I want the Spirit of the living God to come across Jordan and pull them out of the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus, and I break that situation off of anyone in this room. I command the spirit of lupus to come off you right now. I cancel that death curse right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's serious, folks. Did the curse come across Jordan? Because we're supposed to be living in where? In the land of milk and honey. All these demons, all these curses are still over there in wherever. They don't exist here in Arkansas or Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma. Where are you from? Huh? South Carolina. These curses don't exist there. These curses don't exist there. But you look around and you see these hospitals that's ministering to these curses, and the physicians are making mega bucks, and the insurance policies are even making more. Because we are paying insurance policies that we really should be going to Jesus. We should be living in the land of milk and honey and repentance. God, come down. Try me. He says that He will try your reins. Your reins is your organs right here. And how many different diseases do you get from here to right there? To your pelvic bone. A bunch. You got colitis, colon cancer, you've got polyps, you've got diverticulitis, you've got ulcers, you've got, and then that comes into another spirit. That comes into another spirit. Before we finish, go back, let's maintain that one right there. And let's see if I can find that little tidbit of a note. Let me look right quick on my note, but I'm telling you, and I'm asking you. I'm asking you and telling you and pleading with you. Let's come into the clan of the time of milk and honey, where the Spirit of the Living God wants to flow. It wants to flow. You hear me? And it wants to flow over you and wants to heal you. But see, sometimes, and I would say 90% of the time, we need to get delivered before we get healed. Because I wound up in a head-on collision one time, and I never got my healing until I forgive. First off, I had to forgive the cops. I had to forgive the NT. I had to forgive the insurance people. I had to forgive the lawyer. I had to forgive the hospital. I had to forgive the emergency room. And when I finally forgive my lawyer, the one that was sitting there taking one-third of the money that I really didn't really want. I still wanted my pickup truck. And I looked all over. I had to break soul ties with that. And finally, when I forgave my lawyer, I didn't have to do this. I could pick my head up. And I could turn my head again. Did the curses come across Jordan? Hallelujah. I'm going to look at this verse right quick here. And it says, I'm going to, before I read it to you, and so, and it talks about opening and shutting, and the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulders. Now, if Christ abides you, he shall open and no man should shut. He shall shut and no man open. In other words, we need to close the door to, that's Isaiah 22. So, if he abides in us, where's heaven? Where's Christ? Is he off over there in some la-la land? If he abides in us, we have the same blood rights as he does. We become the manifested sons of the living God. We don't become gods, but we become the sons of the living God. And what he says to his son, and you say those only words when he tells you, because you do not live by bread alone, and the bread is what you're holding in your hands, and he speaks to you in your ear, and you speak that manifestation of that word, it will perform what it says. It will perform what it says. It says, and he opens what? What does that verse say? He opens doors that no man could open. And then what does it say? And he shuts doors that no man can shut. So if he's abiding in us, he gives us the ability to shut the doors to the past and opens the door to your next day of life. Because it's a brand new life. You can't go back and live yesterday. But if he gives you tomorrow, it is a new day. And you can live in his dispensation. You can live in the kingdom, in the kingdom of the living God. As the manifestation, as the manifested son, as the manifested daughter of Jesus Christ. And what it says, and the manifested son, and that means mankind. Because if he's moving in you, thus saith the Lord thy God, I command that storm that's brewing to dissipate in Jesus' name. Then go inside and watch your radar. But you got to believe it. I was working on on the bluff of a mountain, Pettigene Mountain. I don't know if anybody of you have been there before, but I had this house only framed up, and it's right out on the brow. It's right there by Rockefeller's farm. And this was a Presbyterian minister. And it was storm brewing, and somebody called us on the phone and said, there's a tornado coming from Atkins right straight towards Pettigene Mountain. And the Holy Spirit said, go out there and stand on that rock. And there was a bluff way down there. And I stood on that rock, and another guy came out there with me. I said, son, because he wasn't following God at all. I mean, he had needle marks and all that. And I said, you need to stand over there. And I spoke to that storm, and that storm just rose up. And there was a stack of styrofoam about that deep. Half-inch styrofoam, how light is it? Winds coming at you 120 miles an hour. You think they're going to stay put? You think felt paper will stay on top of the house that just got taxed? Not a piece of that felt moved off that house. Not a piece of that styrofoam. And it got as black as anyone's black shirt in here. I mean, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, but it rose up and went over the top of that. Do you have the authority to speak to storms? Did Jesus mean you to cross Jordan and stay on that side of Jordan, in the land of milk and honey? Does he mean what he says? He says, these things I do is not mine, but my Father who sends me. And then he says, you shall do the same things and greater, so shall I send you. He wants to equip us. He wants an army, folks. Not to store up fully automatic weapons and all kinds of groceries and all kinds of camouflage and be ready to fight against the United States government or some kind of military that's coming here. He wants an army that can speak to those problems. I've had the opportunity to go in grocery stores and just was going to a Bible study one night at a house, and they called and asked me to pick up a couple liters of drinks. So I picked up some non-caffeine drinks, and I walked up to that cash register, and there's an old boy with no shirt on and Levi's and no shoes. He had an older car that, they had a gas tank right underneath the gas nozzle, right underneath the license plate in the middle. And I was standing right behind him, and he turned around and looked at me and fell out on the floor. And his eyes got yay big around. And he was down like this and holding a hand up like this. And he reached in his pocket and threw all his money at the cash register lady. He reached up and grabbed his whatever he had in his sack and out of there. And the nozzle was still sticking in his tank and zoomed off. And thank God it was one of those quick connects, and quick shutoffs. And when it hit the pavement, it shut off. And I looked around. I said, God, can I see what he saw? The only person who was standing there was me. And it's hard to see me. I can see this much of me, but not all of me. I don't know what that man saw. But at that time, everything I spoke to was healed. Everything I spoke deliverance over was delivered. Everything that God said to me, I spoke and prophecy came forth. I'm not a prophet, but He is. I can't deliver you, but He can. I can't heal you, but He can. But God says we can come across Jordan and we can abide in the Canaan land. But we got to get some things out of us before we can, before we can walk in that dispensation. And folks, I believe this is the last days. I believe it with all my heart. And if it's not, are you closer today to Jesus than you was yesterday? Just think about one day of your life is gone. Are you closer? And for us older folks, it's even closer to the end of time than we was 30 years ago. What are we going to do with this time? Are we going to reclaim? Are we going to reclaim? Are we going to reclaim what Satan stole from us? Are we going to reclaim what the gifts? Who in here would turn away any gift that God's got for you? Would you? If I was a millionaire and I was going to hand you $50,000, strings not attached, would you receive it? And here God wants to give, He wants to give out offices of healing. He wants to give out offices of prophetic words. He wants to give out words of healing. He wants to give out gifts of deliverance. He wants to give out gifts of speaking in tongues. And we say, no, I refuse. Because we don't claim the ground that the Heavenly Father has already ordained for us. And we are allowed the curses to come across Jordan and follow us. And we're too scared of man. I'm telling you, this is where the fear of man holds us back. What is my neighbor going to say? What is my friend going to say? I'll lose my friend if I speak in tongues. I'll lose my friend if I reach out and touch somebody and they're healed in the name of Jesus. And we allow these curses to come in across Jordan and attack us. Did the curses come across Jordan? Let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. And I'm going to conclude pretty quick. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 16. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lusts of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Did the curses come across Jordan? But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, what does it say? Now the works of the flesh are manifested in these things. Huh? These are the curses that are manifested because we don't take care of some situations. We don't understand the complete works of the complete sayings of the Lord, because Jesus wrote the Old Testament. Jesus wrote the New Testament. But now the works of the flesh are manifested in those things. Adultery. Adultery comes in. How many relationships have you had? Question. Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Lasciviousness means always thinking about what? Perverted thoughts. Sexual thoughts. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. What is idolatry? I am it. How dare you do this to me? And Satan says, I'm going to set up my reign in the temple. Going to set my reign in the temple in Israel. If you're the church, and if you're Israel, where is he going to set up his reign? People do what they believe. And people are going to go where they want to go. Witchcraft. Witchcraft is anger. Witchcraft is Jezebel. Witchcraft is Python. Witchcraft. Hatred. Hatred, you look up hatred in Webster's Dictionary, and it is a spirit of murder. Because when you hate somebody, that means they have no longer the right to exist. And when they have the right no longer to exist, you have no longer the right to exist. Hatred. Do you have somebody that you don't get along with? I ask you to just start forgiving them right now in your heart and your mind. Variances, illuminations, wrath. You have wrath in your heart. You have strife in your heart. Seditions, heresies. Heresies, old teachings, wrong teaching, ungodly prophecies given to you. Avengings, murder, drunkenness, rivalry, and such like. Of this I tell you before, as I tell you also to you in times past, that they that which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Did the curses come across Jordan? Did you allow them across the bloodline? God didn't. Who did? Who did? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I want to tell you something right now. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one that sets you free. Now we're going to do some mass deliverance here. In Jesus' name. Everybody that's been sitting, stand up a minute and kind of wiggle around. Wiggle around, get the blood flowing. Because I've been in long-winded preachers too. And but I'm trying to make a point. But the point I want to see is you to get free. Repeat after me. I believe that Jesus Christ
is the Word.
Writ the Word. He wrote it. All of it.
He was manifested in the flesh.
And He was hung on the cross. And He died. That we may go free. And He was laid in the grave. And He arose. And He lives forevermore.
And I confess Him
as my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can be sit down or you can remain standing, however you want to do this. But I encourage all of you to kind of cough, and this will help you and also your brother to get rid of some things, because a lot of times pride enters in there and you refuse the deliverance that's coming. Lord, I take my power and authority that is vested in me by the camp and by the overseers that are given to me right now in Jesus' name. I bind every foul and unclean spirit. I command it to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. Every foul and unclean spirit right now in Jesus' name. You come out right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. You bind you spirit of hatred. Come out right now. All hatred. Hatred. I cancel your authority right now. All hexes, vexes, spells, and incantations right now in Jesus' name. I bind it. Break the power and authority. Command it. Loose you. Loose it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. We break the power. We break the authority over them right now in Jesus' name. You spirit of hate, you spirit of murder, come out right now in Jesus' name. Manifest yourself and go in Jesus' name. All lasciviousness, go in Jesus' name. Pornography, porneal, come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All porneal, come out right now in Jesus' name. You can sit down if you want to. All porneal, come out of there right now in Jesus' name. You move up and come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. All rioting in Jesus' name. Rioting in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All strikers, refusing to work. I bind and break your powers and command to loot you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're refusing. You're refusing to become a blessing. I break that curse off you right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, command you, loose you in Jesus' name. And how the curse comes down is because you don't have an offering for the Lord. I bind it, break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. And the Word says if you don't work, you don't eat in Jesus' name. I command it to loose you right now. All striker spirits in Jesus' name. All reverting in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. We break it and command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come, go right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Witchcraft, I bind you, spirit of witchcraft, uncoil, come off the hips right now. In Jesus' name, come off the hips, come off the loins. I bind you, break your powers, and command to loose these people right now. In Jesus' name, come out right now. In Jesus' name, all witchcraft right now, come out. Uncoil off the back, all back pains. I speak to you, backs, these pains of smell. In Jesus' name, you spirit of smell, come out of back. I draw you out by the hook of the Lord, the hook of the Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name, come out right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Father, we glorify you right now in Jesus' name. All you manifestations, you manifest yourself and come out of these people. Because God says, I'm setting my people free. You spirit of the spider, come out of them right now. All headaches, all migraine headaches, come out right now. You can come out right now, you spider. I cancel your authority right now in Jesus' name. All spider eggs right now, I pray a crop failure to them right now in Jesus' name. All pressure behind the eyes in Jesus' name. All winking in the eyes, I bind and break the power and authority. Command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you, spirit of alcohol. Alcohol, come out of them right now, you drunken spirit. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Alcohol, come out right now. In Jesus' name, you spirit of hops, come out. All hops, come out right now. In Jesus' name. All you spirits of wine, come out right now. Spirits of wine, whiskey, come out of that right now. Vodka, come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of nicotine. Nicotine. I speak to nicotine right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of their lungs. Come out of them right now. I bind it, break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. A stoic spirit, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. A stoic spirit, come out right now in Jesus' name. All snuff, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come off their backs. Come out of their loins. Come out of their kidneys. Come out of their livers right now in Jesus' name. I speak to all liver disease. I speak to liver disease right now in Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to kidney problems, bladder problems. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come up, move up, come out right now in Jesus' name. I speak to you. I cancel your authority. I cancel your assignment in Jesus' name. You come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out right now. All of it. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Move up. You can't stay. You cannot stay. Uncoil off the hips. Uncoil off the hips right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out behind the ear. Right now. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Come out behind the neck. Out of the neck right now. Fibromyalgia. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. You spirit of unloved. Come out. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus. Don't swallow. Don't swallow anything that comes to your mouth. Spit it out. Spit it out. Put your hands up for a napkin. Come on. Release it. Release it right now. God's moving through. Moving through. Moving through. Want to heal you. Want to heal you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All murder. Murder. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Move up and come out. All of it. All of it right now. Manifest yourself and go. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You've got to go. You've got to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirit of rape, move. Come up out of the people right now. Rape right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All rape. All rape in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yeah, pass them out. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out quickly. We're not done taking all day. In Jesus' name. Come on. Move up. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirit of legion, I bind you and command you to come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Legion, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All of it right now in Jesus' name. How dare you? You've got to bend a knee. It says in the Word, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I bind you and break your powers. I break you. I bind you. I command you loose you. And the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. And anybody that can stand against the Lord, who can stand? Who can stand before God? Who can stand before God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, every disease that's manifested itself in the bodies of these people right now, I want you to put your hand on where you've hurt in the past. Put your hand where you've hurt right now, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I speak a healing. I speak a healing to this area right now. I send the Holy Ghost in fire. I command to heal the heart, the broken heart right now, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, to heal the neck, fibromyalgia. I speak a healing to fibromyalgia right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to the headaches, the migraine headaches right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that unloved spirit right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that spider that went up in the palace. I command it to be broken. I command the eggs to foil the nest in Jesus' name. I pull the web off their minds, off that confusion. I pull it off right now in the name of Jesus. I break the powers and I speak a healing. Healing to the feet in Jesus' name. Healing to the knees, to the lower back. I speak a healing. Release, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Heal, Father, because your word says, heal the mind, the vexing of the mind in Jesus' name. Heal it right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that hurricane in Jesus' name. All torments, all storms in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heal, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. I break covenant, with my blood covenant right now with that insect that went into her arm. I command it to be gone right now. I pull the venom out. I pull the venom out by the power and authority of Lord Jesus. And I break that blood covenant in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, for the broken heart, Lord God. For the destruction of the marriage, Lord God. I speak to that hurt in the heart. That hurt in the heart right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak to it right now. Heal that broken heart right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We cancel the curse from the grave, in Jesus' name. Anybody who lost a spouse, I speak to that curse from the grave, in Jesus' name. I pull down the grave clothes. I pull them down. I pull the grave clothes off right now, in Jesus' name. All sorrow and grief, I command it to loose you in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. I release you from your mothers that passed away. I release you from your mothers right now in Jesus' name. I release you from your fathers in Jesus' name. I release you right now in Jesus' name. I release you from sons and daughters in Jesus' name. I release you in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. I release you from that miscarriage right now in Jesus' name. I release you right now in Jesus' name. I release you from it right now in Jesus' name. I cancel it, null and void. Oh, that torment, that mental torment right now in Jesus' name. It was my fault. What did I do? What did I have to do with it? Was it my fault? You condemnation, I bind you, break your powers, command you loose them right now. Heal, Father, in Jesus' name. Go, Father. Walk up and down these aisles, Father. I ask you to move, Father, in the name of Jesus, for healings. Move, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. Move, Father, for deafness of ears, ringing of ears. I bind and break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now. Heal, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal right now in Jesus' name. Move in, Father, like a flood. We just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for manifesting yourself in this room right now. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Sweep over, Father. Lord, touch them with your hands, Lord, like they've never been touched before. God, I ask you to minister to their spirits. I thank you and I praise and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, heal wounds right now in Jesus' name. I speak to endometriosis. I bind it. I break the power. I break the curse over it right now in Jesus' name. Move up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I speak to any prostate problems in Jesus' name in this room. I bind and break the power and authority of the command. Loose them in. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. I speak a healing to the prostate gland in Jesus' name. Go. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All suicide spirits, I break the power and authority of suicide spirits in Jesus' name. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. All suicide spirits, I bind and break the power and authority of it. You cancel, you grim reaper. I cancel you right now. I cancel you, suicide spirit. I break your powers. I break your authority and command to loose the people right now. All suicide spirits. Fast suicide, slow suicide, any way suicide comes, I break your powers in Jesus' name. Because we can release really slow suicide upon ourselves by self-hatred. I bind that self-hatred right now in Jesus' name. Self-hatred, come out right now in Jesus' name. I magnify the Lord God. I exalt His name because His name is worthy. He has exalted His name. His name has all power, all authority in Jesus' name, and no man can stand before it. Unclean. I bind that spirit of uncleanness right now in Jesus' name. Command to come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All anger, rage, go, go, go. All anger, rage in Jesus' name. Anger and rage, go. Anger and rage, come out. Come on out of there. Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Uncontrolled behavior in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Gluttony, come out. In Jesus' name, all spirits of insecurity, come out right now. In Jesus' name, all spirits of insecurity, come out right now. In Jesus' name, we take the authority. We take the authority in the name of Jesus. You've got to come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the hips. Come out of the hips right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every sexual sin, I command it to turn loose. Turn loose of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Every sexual sin, right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of mental torment, come out right now in Jesus' name. Walk, Father. Walk through them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All pedophile spirits, in Jesus' name. All pedophile spirits, in the name of Jesus, male or female, come out right now, in Jesus' name. All pedophile spirits, in Jesus' name, come out right now, in Jesus. Come, go, go. All pedophile spirits, right now, you've got to come out. You've got to come out. You've got to manifest yourself. Go, go. Come out right now. Pedophile, I speak to you. I bind and break your powers in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All perverse spirits, come out right now. All lesbian spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Pedophile, I speak to you, pedophile. Come out right now. All pedophile spirits, come out right now. In Jesus' name, manifest yourself and go. Manifest yourself and go. All pedophile, in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits, go. Come out right now. Attack them. In Jesus' name, move up and come out. Come out right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all perverse spirits, all lasciviousness, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all perverted sex. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Move up and come out. Move up and come out. Come out right now in Jesus. All masturbation in Jesus' name. Self-gratification in Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of succubus and incubus in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Move up and come out. Father, I send you down through the halls, Father. Lord, I send you, but I go also in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. You come out of the people right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Every spirit attacks these young men back here. I bind and break the power and authority of command. Loose them right now. Every spirit attacks the young ladies. I bind and break the power and authority. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you and go in Jesus' name. Come on out there. Move up and come out. Come out. And come out right now in Jesus' name.
We've got mind control and trace going on.
Yeah, now Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All mind control, I bind you and break your powers. End time mind control, In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits are checking out. Come out right now. All checking out spirits, I come and break your power. Come out of there. Come out of there right now. In Jesus' name. All checking out spirits, go. Go. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. All checking out spirits, go. Right now. In Jesus' name. I bind you, break your powers, command you, loose you. All mental torment, you come out of it right now. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of these babies. Come out of these babies right now. I cancel the curse over these babies right now. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind you, command and loose you right now. In Jesus' name. All mental blocks. All mental blocks. All mental torment. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You've got to manifest yourself and go. You've got to go. In Jesus' name. All self-abuse spirits, go right now. In Jesus' name. Mental blocks right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You've got to go. In Jesus' name. End-time mind control. In Jesus' name. All witchcraft control over the mind right now. Go. Go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to that prison. I speak to that prison right now. In Jesus' name. You come out of John. You come out of John in Jesus' name. Loose him. Right now. Come out. Move. Move up and come out. Move up, come out. Move up. Thank you. In Jesus' name. All trances right now in Jesus' name. All trances. Being able to put yourself in a trance. Transfiguration. Taking yourself and move up and moving out. Come on out right now. In Jesus' name.
Come on out.
Come on out right now. All trances. All transmutation. In Jesus' name. Being able to project yourself to another place. I bind that, break the power and authority. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Manifest yourself and go. Get out of there. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay. You cannot stay. You've got to go. You've got to go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. And Jesus takes the authority. And Jesus rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Alzheimer, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All Alzheimer's in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. In Jesus' name. Attention speaker, spirit. Attention speaker.
Jesus.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Got out right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of there right now. In Jesus' name. All end time mind control. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of Lamaze in the name of Jesus. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All DNC. What do you call it? The artificial birth in the name of Jesus. C-section. C-section over babies in Jesus' name. If you break the authority over it right now in Jesus' name. Not going through the birth canal in Jesus' name. I break that spirit. I break it. Command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break those curses over your lungs in the name of Jesus. Command and loose you right now in Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Pride. You spirit of pride. Laughing. You come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that spirit of pride. You big pride, you little pride, in the name of Jesus. I'm a man of God. I don't have to bow. I don't have to bend. I know the word. I bind it. Break the power of authority. In the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. You got to go. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come up right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of them. Right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Move up, come out right now. In Jesus' name. All arrested development, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Break it and bind and command loose in Jesus' name.
Disinterested.
Jesus' name. Come out right now.
Homosexuality.
Yeah. Thank you, Father, right now. Go, right now. All pride, end time pride. I bind you, spirit of Python. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I bite that spirit of King Cobra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Baptism with fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Baptize him with fire, Father. Baptize him with fire. I call forth the holy dogs to come and eat you, Jezebel, in Jesus' name. I call forth the holy wasp, Lord, to go in and sting. Sting them out in Jesus' name. I see he sent the holy wasp before you right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Go. Go. In Jesus' name. All mockery spirits, come out right now. Mockery spirits, come out right now. Lying, come out right now in Jesus' name. All lying spirits, mocking, mocking in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Okay.
You spirit. Keep breaking your vows. You keep going in Jesus' name.
Copycat, go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Now, all you manifestations that just move from one spot to the other in the body, right now I bind you, spirit of gout. Gout, I bind you and break your powers. Command you to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the abdomen. Come out of the back. Come out of the necks. Come out of the shoulders. Come out of the back. Come out right now. Come out of the breast. Come out of the chest. Come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. Move. Move up and come out. And Jesus, come on, sis. Push him out. Push him out. You had him too long. Push him out. Cough it up. Cough it up. Cough it up. Come on. Come on. Cough it up. Cough it up. Cough it up right now. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Command you to loose it right now in Jesus' name. Cough it up. Cough it up right now. Sis, you've had it too long. Come up right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. All you pride, all you arrogance in Jesus' name. You bind the spirit of stubbornness. You spirit of mule. Mule, come up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. All beastology. Beastology, I bind you and break your power. Command to loose you right now. Come out. Beastology, go. Go. Come out right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come up out right now in Jesus' name. You have no power. You have no authority. You've got to go. You've got to go. You've got to go. You cannot stand before the Lord thy God. You cannot stand before the Lord God. Come move. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come up right now in Jesus. I break the spirit of a cult, insanity. I speak to you, insanity. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Insanity, move up. Come out. Insanity, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come up. Come up right now. You spirit of insanity. Come out. Come out right now. All insanity. Come up right now. Move. Come up out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Move, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Insanity, I speak to you. I speak to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. All Indian torment. All Indian torment. All Indian sacrifice. Come up in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All Afro curses. All black magic. Black magic. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All Santeria spirits. Move up and come out. Come out right now. Santeria, I call you out. I command you to loose these people right now. You cannot stay. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Encourage her and cross her legs. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Move up and come out. In Jesus' name. Come up right now. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You come up right now. In Jesus' name. I bind you, break your powers, and command you loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit as a sex slave, in Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now. Sex slave, right now. Come up out right now, in Jesus' name. Come up right now, in Jesus' name. All abuse. You spirit of rape, come off. Come off right now. Rape, come off right now, in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority. Command rape to come off, in Jesus' name. In Jesus, go right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I tear down those prisons. I cast down those prisons. I break down down the walls. I break down the walls. I break the chains right now in Jesus' name. I command to loose the people. Loose the people. Break the chains down in Jesus' name. I come against ADD in Jesus' name. Move. Attention deficit right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. All depression. All oppression. Move up. Come out right now. Depression. Move up. Depression. Move up. Come out right now. Depression. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Depression. I speak to you. Oppression. Move up. Come out. Come out right now. Come out right now. Move up. Come out. Move up in Jesus' name. Go. 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 Right now. Move up. Move up. Move up. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of people. Come out of people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All drugs. All drugs related. In Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of pharmacia. In Jesus' name. All drugs. All drugs in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind marijuana. Marijuana, I command you to come out right now. In Jesus' name. Marijuana, come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. All marijuana. Crack cocaine. Go. Crack. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Crack. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of the sinuses, all fear. I bind the power of spirit of fear. Fear, come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of fear. Fear, come out right now in Jesus' name. All fear, 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 big fear, little fear, magnesium, fear on every side. In Jesus' name, and Jesus, in Jesus' name. Go, go, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of pharmacia. All medication, come out right now in Jesus' name. All medication, I bind you, break your power. Command to loose the people, loose their minds, loose their wills, loose their emotions in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I praise and glorify in Jesus' name. Go, go, come out right now. Gotta go. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All sorrow and grief. All sorrow and grief. Come up. Come up right now. Sorrow and grief. Come up right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of him. Come out of him right now. Sorrow and grief. You come out of him right now. Mental torment. I bind you. Break your power. And command to loose him. Loose him, Father. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify. In Jesus' name. Mental torment. I speak to you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray. I pull down those prisons. I pull down the prison right now. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Self-hatred. Self-hatred. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Self-destruction. Come out right now. And grandmother. All grandmother spirits right now. Come out right now. Grandmother. Great-grandmother. Come out right now. In Jesus. I cancel. I cancel you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Great-grandmother. In the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment of voodoo. I cancel your assignment of witchcraft. I cancel it. I bind it, break the power. Command and loose the people. Loose them right now. Come out right now. Come out. Go. Go. You spirit of insanity. You spirit of insanity. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind you to the tongue to the root of, or to the roof of the mouth right now. In Jesus' name. Insanity. Insanity. I speak to you. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. Insanity, come up right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. We praise you. We glorify. In Jesus' name. Come up right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Eat a little bit of Holy Ghost. Eat a little bit of Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I serve up a dose of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Go. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for moving. Lord, I thank you, Lord. And I praise and glorify you. Oh God, I appreciate you, Lord. I exalt you. I exalt you, Heavenly Father. I thank you. And I praise you. I glorify you. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Lord, thank you for healing the people. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you. I exalt your holy name. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies, Lord. We just praise and glorify you. God, I thank you, Father, and I praise and glorify you. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I say peace. Peace to every storm. Peace to every storm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.